The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Seems I've got to have a chance.
Are you moving, baby? Come on. Keep it going, Al. Let's get this party started, baby, on AM 970, The Answer. Great Joe Cocker right there with Joe Piscopo. Frankie Five Burrows, Big Al is here. Debbie Duhaime, you're ready for Drive Time Players on AM 970. The Answer. Great song. Thank you, Albert. Love that, man. If that don't get your morning started, nothing will. It is Abe Lincoln's birthday. Happy birthday, President Lincoln. Probably our greatest president this February 12th. Here we are, 2020. Commissioner Bill Bratton coming up momentarily. Executive Chairman with Teneo Risk. You know Bill Bratton as Commissioner for NYPD, legendary Commissioner of the NYPD, Boston Police Department, Los Angeles Police Department. This is a vital discussion we will have with the Commissioner. I'm so proud to come before this microphone every morning. Because I try to be objective. We try to be pragmatic. We really do. And try to, and you know, I know what I support, who I support, you know, but the direction of the country is just, it could be wavering if we don't stay vigilant, you know. And I appreciate you listening, because we will have fun. And believe me, we're going to have fun, and we have a diversion every now and then and get silly every now and then. But, you know, our heart and soul is in the right place. And that's for the good of this country. And when you listen to somebody like a law enforcement legend like Commissioner Bratton to tell you exactly what's going wrong in big cities, and in this case, New York City, you've got to listen. We have to stand fast. And you could vote accordingly, but people just don't. They don't. It's like, look at what happened with Bernie Sanders last night. He wins it in a big way, you know. And Pete Buttigieg came in second right behind him. Amy Klobuchar, that was huge. But if Bernie, there are crowds for Bernie, and I don't understand how people don't see that is socialism. That's socialism that you will see in a Sanders administration. You will see Ilhan Omar in a Sanders administration, not just in the House of Representatives. And whether she gets voted out of office or not, by the time of the election, you will see Ilhan Omar. You will see Rashida Tlaib and AOC in a Sanders administration. That's scary. That's just scary. Because these women, in my opinion, are anti-Semitic and they're anti-American. Yet Bernie puts them in. I stand with Ilhan Omar. Bernie, you're a Jewish guy from Brooklyn. What are you talking about? How does that go? So we like to at least be objective enough to tell you, you know, that we stand fast. We are one nation under God. We believe in family. We believe in God. We believe in country. And that's an anomaly within the Progressive Socialist Party. So we try to stay on the right path. So you got to stay vigilant. And even though Bernie did win,
If Donald Trump, don't forget, and I know you asked, someone tweeted me out, Donald Trump ended up getting 120,000 votes. All the Democrats together got 244,000. But Donald Trump got 120,000 votes, which is formidable because he really had nobody running against him, you know? Oh, yeah, Bill Weld. Oh, that's right. No, but I mean, people showed up. So I think we're in a good place to continue on this right track in the United States. But please don't take anything for granted. And when you put the wrong people in power, I don't want to make it political, but I am, then you're going to see crime rise in New York. You're going to see New York go right back to where it was before Mayor Rudolph Giuliani and Commissioner Bill Bratton at the time cleaned up this city in a stellar fashion that was historic and epic. So the commissioner will join us. Danielle DiMartino Booth will join us. We're going to talk about her book, Fed Up, An Insider's Take on Why the Federal Reserve is Bad for America. Although the Fed chairman remains upbeat about the United States economy, we'll be talking to Danielle about that. Joe Borelli will be with us as well. Michael Caputo, longtime Roger Stone confidant, former advisor to the Donald Trump campaign. And Michael was in that collateral damage that I always talk to you about the Mueller probe fiasco. And now Roger Stone, as you heard James Rosen tell you earlier on this program, that the U.S. attorneys, the prosecutors that went after Roger Stone stepped away, are stepping away for those prosecutors in the Roger Stone case stepped away. That could lead to a pardon for Roger Stone. I'm telling you, it's just wrong when they went after Roger Stone. I think it was wrong that they went after General Flynn because there's so many discrepancies. And my father always told me, and I tell you this every time, my father was an attorney and he always said, if there's any reasonable doubt, you shouldn't be convicted. Any reasonable doubt. It's all hearsay. They rounded up Roger Stone on hearsay. You said this. You meant this. No, I didn't. And that was during the Mueller probe. And the Mueller probe, it proved to be an abject failure. Yet they still took Roger Stone and did a pre-dawn raid on Roger Stone's house. And they're still going after a General Flynn. So let's see what Michael Caputo has to say about his longtime friend, Roger Stone. And Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Dr. Gorka's book, by the way, is The War for America's Soul. And I know you listen to Dr. Seb every day right here on AM 970, The Answer. You know, you could hear him every afternoon at 3 p.m. on The Answer. So we'll talk to Dr. Gorka on what went on in New Hampshire last night. And I see your phone calls at 877-970-2999. We will go to the phone calls. Also, I have to tell you right now, I'm going to look now. We had a trivia question, Michaels of Brooklyn. Do we have a winner, Frankie Five Boroughs, for the Michaels of Brooklyn Italian trivia question?
We do indeed. We want to wish a big congratulations to Joe Longarino of Maspeth.
Ah, congratulations, Joe. The question was, what is the Italian name for a dessert that combines vanilla ice cream with hot espresso poured over it? The answer, of course, is affogato. Affogato. And Al, you ordered this the other day. That made you come up with this, this question.
I was at the Starbucks Reserve Roastery on 14th Street. And if you go to the bottom floor of the three-floor place, they have different desserts and coffee flights. That happened to be one of the desserts, the affogato. So.
Very nice.
Does this get the Murano approval of this question?
I think it's fine, yes. Yeah.
I don't submit the question for his approval to begin with, so who cares?
Fine.
I love it. We always have the judge pour out. Hey,
I know. Like that's going to change anytime soon.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Valentine's Day is coming up, and oh my goodness gracious! I think I'm covered. I think I'm covered. I got flowers out there, everybody. I actually did. I picked up Olivia, my 15-year-old. Picked her up after school yesterday, of course, and I bought flowers and I bought candy. I bought the heart because I'm going to be going. I will be tomorrow in Nashville, Tennessee, to do the show with Governor Huckabee. He's got a great show on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, TBN. I'll be doing that tomorrow. I'll be back. I'll be broadcasting from Nashville on Friday. The guys will be here tomorrow for sure. But I wanted to make sure I got all the Valentines all taken care of, and indeed I did. And then got some other flowers. Frankie, you all set for Valentine's Day?
I'm getting there.
Yeah, I know. That always last minute, right? And Al, you don't seem like a romantic. Forgive me for saying that, but
thank you.
What do you
keep insulting me?
I am.
But I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day because the date that my wife and I met and our wedding anniversary are 3 days apart this month. So it, you know, I'm already going to be romantic on those days. So my wife will get a card on Valentine's Day, maybe some chocolate or whatever, but nothing extravagant.
You don't buy the flowers, you said, right?
No. I would buy her flowers. I will not buy her roses on Valentine's Day because they mark it up to 3 times the price. Why am I going to pay $60 for a dozen of roses this week when the week before or the week after I can buy that same dozen roses for $12? It makes zero sense.
I got slammed yesterday. I bought a nice bouquet. But then that was locally. But then I called our friend Joyce's friend, Kathy, at, was it KC Creations, Frankie? Is that what that is?
I have no idea.
Yeah. I think Joyce came up, so she was kind enough to help me out flower.
Nice.
So she's a listener of the show. So
wonderful.
Kathy, thank you for listening to the show. Yeah, a huge listener. We appreciate it. Frankie, President Trump got 120,000 votes. That's kind of formidable. I mean, because there was nobody really running against, but yet people still showed up to vote on the Republican side in New Hampshire yesterday, and you're not going to hear about that. That's formidable that they're showing up for the president when really, he had no competition.
Yeah, I mean, again, as you said, there was no real contest, so I don't think you'll hear much about it. The Democratic side is hotly contested, so that's where, you know, it was somewhat unpredictable. I mean, everyone knew Trump was going to win pretty handily, and, you know, I mean, it's sort of a layup at that point. But yeah, I think it shows a lot of enthusiasm on the part of Republicans that still he's enjoying a 94% approval rating among Republicans. I don't know that aside from the first President Bush after the Iraq War, the Gulf War, I don't know that you've ever seen anybody enjoy that much support from within their own party.
How about that, though, man? How about that? The way he brought the Republican Party together, mm-hmm. Donald J. Trump. Did you ever think that was going to happen when he first went in? I mean, I'm shocked at that, but you cannot ever discredit that. You know how the president has brought the party together. What is upsetting to me is when everybody voted Republican, and then you had the House, and you had the Senate, and you had the White House, and then Frankie, the House did nothing for 2 years. They did nothing, and so they lost the House. Now, if they get the House back, will they indeed come up with some initiatives on the Republican side, do you think, Five Boroughs?
Well, I mean, let's see. Let's see what happens. Still, it's a long way from now until November. I think, one-party government rarely works well in our country's history. So I would prefer that that both parties work together for some common-sense legislation that both sides say they support. But we'll see what happens. I'm not exactly holding my breath.
You know, I'm very upset that I believe I missed the blessing of the throats. And will someone help me out? Because I'm a diehard Catholic. And then it's Charlie at church on Sunday that says to me, "Oh, Dad, we had our throats blessed last week." And I went, "Oh," and I panicked because for years I've been getting my throat blessed. And I depend on the mass that I'm at to say, "Oh, we're going to do the blessing of the throats." And I got nothing from any mass anywhere. Is this another tradition that some of us Catholics hold on to dearly that is going away? The blessing of the throats? They put the candles on the throats? I did not get my throat blessed, and now I'm panicking. So I have to get my throat blessed. So now I have to go find a priest the way I do, knock on a rectory somewhere and say, "Father, would you please bless my throat?" And I got to find that out.
So he's going to do it today before he gets on a flight, isn't he? Can you give me the?
Because I'm going on the. I'm going on Corona Airways, actually. I'm flying
Corona
down there.
Airways.
I said, "Man, give me my hazmat suit."
Mr. Piscopo, would you like a lime with that? Here's a mask.
God.
Why do you need it? Well, just to be.
Don't look at me. Don't touch me. Please don't touch me. I'll be in rubber gloves, man, on my flight tonight. Are you kidding me, man? I said, but I didn't. They don't tell you these. I can't stand when these great Italian traditions, these great Catholic traditions go away, like St. Blaise. So how did I not know about this? And someone could call me, please, and tell me, did indeed you get your throat blessed at your church? Because I'm
very
upset.
How do you have that not marked in your calendar? How do you have that not marked
Thank
in your calendar?
Guilty as charged.
Because you did this last year. I think you did this thing. Yeah. Didn't like, 2 years ago, like you parked on a curb and got a ticket and ran into the church?
So
some guy could
thrust
the candles into your throat. Yeah, I
did. I went
because it was a whole thing, and you were going to get annoyed at the traffic cop who was going to give you the ticket, and then you looked at the church and you breathed a sigh of relief, and you just give me the ticket, whatever.
Al, I'm flattered that you remember.
See, again, underestimating my intelligence and my memory. It's all right. I'm smart. Not like they say.
I went to a church in Manhattan. I did last year. I pulled up, parked illegally, ran in, and I stalked the priest. You know,
right.
Because he did, and I stalked him. I finally
cost $150,
and I went back into the rectory. Yes, I think I tipped him. I did.
Yeah, you
I said, "Hey, here you go, Father. Here's a little something for you.
A little taste.
You can buy yourself some White Walls. Yeah, it's great." So I went in, and he threw you. And the guy goes, "You're gonna bless him. I'm gonna bless him." The priests were like rolling their eyes, like, "All right, I said, you got your vestiges on. You bless him." Okay, great. I was really irritated.
Joe's going to go back to that church. There's going to be a brand new, like, cross or something.
Security.
What did I tell you? I told you not to spend the money. What are you doing?
I don't.
Extravagant.
And then I came out, and there was a traffic police officer, and she gave me a ticket, and I just was so full with the blessings of my throat, I didn't even get upset about it. But now I got nothing.
Speaking of traffic cops, I saw a traffic cop yesterday. I went to go get in my car to leave, and there was two guys in front of me who was not, you know, supposed to be parked there on the other side of Wall Street.
Yeah.
You had to see the grin on the traffic cop's face when he was writing out this ticket to this Tesla. It was hysterical.
I know. Just
by the way, you got your car back, huh?
Yeah, thank you, Al. Oh, thank you very much. In the middle of it, we got a break here for Commissioner Bradford. And hold your calls if you'd be so kind to do that. But yesterday, I took out my pocket. I don't know. What was I handing you? Something, Al. But
no, you handed me garbage, and you gave me your ticket.
Show.
And I said, do you need this? And you said, no, throw it away. So I threw it away. So, Frank, I got a text message from Joe at about 11:15. Are you still in the studio? I said, no, I just left him on my way home. Oh, and then I couldn't text him back. It kept saying not going through. So I figured Joe blocked me on his phone because he blocks me on Twitter. And so I call him, and he goes, do you have my ticket to my car? I guess I gave it to you, and you threw it away. I said, no, I don't. Oh, well, maybe they'll find it.
A big shout out to the AC Hotel and Rob Klein, my buddy. They had the ticket there. That's your buddy, right, Deb? Yeah.
Yeah, I know Robert.
He was great.
He used to work over in Jersey. Yeah.
Right. And well, there's great new hotels called the AC Hotels right there on Maiden Lane in Wall Street. It is so great and so easy. I didn't need the ticket, Al. Thank you, though. Thank you anyway. But I handed out my parking ticket. Yeah, throw it away. I don't need this. And then I called downstairs. They go, no problem, Mr. Piscopo. We got your car. We got your ticket. So thank you for that.
Yeah,
always appreciate it.
Nice.
Commissioner Bill Bratton live on the air. You do not want to miss this vital chat with the commissioner coming up. Mm-hmm. And Debbie's looking out for you on the roads at 7:21 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Good morning, guys. Let's go to the LIE West at Queens Boulevard. It's an accident. It's over in the HOV lane. Watch for some delays there. We're still seeing delays as well on the west side. West side is busy southbound right past the GWB. Reports of an accident in that area. Garden State Parkway south of 145. They just cleaned up an accident, but you're still moving slowly. 287 north getting up toward exit 66 in Mahwah. A collision there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. Is your family ready for cold and flu season? Knowing when it's the flu lets you know when to call your doctor. The flu brings a fever, so be prepared with a thermometer you can trust. The Exergen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
More major participants in an international tech conference have bailed out because of concerns about the coronavirus. Now Intel, Sony, and Amazon have all decided not to attend the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, Spain. Organizers of the event are meeting Friday to decide whether or not to go ahead with the tech show. Kmart is closing a former flagship store in New York City's Penn Station. Analysts are now predicting the Kmart brand will disappear. The location is closing May 4th. It employs 160 people. More people were drinking Heineken beer last year. The company's profit was up 14%. Heineken is unsure about the impact of the coronavirus on its business. The Dow closed flat yesterday. NASDAQ was up 10. S&P added 15. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryan, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to OperationHope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the Hope 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to OperationHope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Make Valentine's Day extra special this year with a romantic night like no other in Lower Manhattan at The Bailey. Treat your love to a delicious prefix menu with options like lobster bisque, Delmonico's ribeye steak, Maine lobster risotto, and of course a decadent Bailey dessert. Fall in love all over again with a romantic dinner, white tablecloth, and red roses galore. All for a price that won't break your heart. Dance and dine with your Valentine to a live performance by the marvelous Cassandra Kabinsky. Billy Joel, that's right, the Billy Joel, says she's a transcendent voice you can't miss.
Dreams, I still remember mine.
Treat that special someone to a night they'll never forget at The Bailey. Make reservations now. Seating is limited. Call 212-859-2200. That's 212-859-2200. You won't believe the five-star quality of this special prefix menu, all for just $49 per person. There's no better place for fabulous cuisine, live music, and romantic ambiance than The Bailey on Valentine's Day.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio, 725 on AM970. The Answer, Commissioner Bill Bratton standing by. I want to tell you about Dello Russo Laser Vision. They're a family-held and owned medical practice that specializes in LASIK as well as eye exams, contact lenses, regular frames, lenses, cataract surgery, and more. Doctors Jeffrey and Joseph Dello Russo are pioneers in the industry, and the name Dello Russo has become synonymous with LASIK. Dr. Joseph's experience with LASIK dates back to 1990 when he purchased the first laser in the world. And with this cutting-edge technology put into practice, his research led to FDA approval for LASIK. You know, since 1990, the doctors at Dello Russo have performed more than 165,000 LASIK surgeries. They have four centers: New Jersey, Manhattan, Brooklyn, Long Island. And Dr. Dello Russo is a great guy with a great, great history. And I suggest that you go over there. You want to get LASIK? There's only one place you got to go: Dello Russo Laser Vision. Call Dr. Dello Russo Laser Vision today, please. He is right there. Joe, Dr. Joe is there waiting for you. 855-646-2020. It's 855-646-2020. 2020, or visit, please, DeLaRusso.com.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news, what it means, and why it matters. Today at 4 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Biscuit on the radio, 726 on AM 970, The Answer. And AM970TheAnswer.com, around the country, around the world. Commissioner Bill Bratton is a legend. He's a law enforcement legend, former commissioner of the NYPD, executive chairman with Teneo Risk. Commissioner, what a privilege to always have you on the show, sir. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Joe. Good to be with you and your audience.
Well, we just have to hear from you, sir, about these shootings in the Bronx over the last weekend, your whole take on, you know, you predicted this, Commissioner. I got to tell you, you were the first one front and center on this. Please give us your thoughts on what's happening in New York with the NYPD, sir.
Like everybody in New York, the country for that matter, particularly law enforcement officers, that when this incident or two incidents occurred, it was deja vu for me and for many others here in New York, that took me right back to the assassination of Detectives Lewis and Lou and Ramos back in 2014, just before Christmas. And we had a female officer that was killed during the time of Jimmy O'Neill when he was commissioner. Same type of attack. Just frightening. And it's part of the larger context of what's going on in our city, in our country, where we forget how crazy things were in the 80s and 90s in terms of the amounts of violence and demonstrations. And I'm just very concerned, growing more concerned all the time in our state. I travel around the country extensively, and this is being repeated around the country, the issue of the inability of government to effectively put forth the interests of the public when it comes to justice. And what I'm talking about is the criminal justice reform issue here in New York State, specifically the Bail Reform Act, which is a part of it. There are so many unanticipated consequences that if this thing had been analyzed more thoroughly before the legislature in Albany rushed to put it into effect, would have been identified as issues to be concerned with. And I'm specifically pointing out to Channel 2, the local CBS station, yesterday did a report on district attorney's offices. And if I understand it correctly, I did not see it myself, but it was relayed to me, that district attorneys are having an impossible time under the new rules of discovery hearing cases within the time constraints that the legislature has now imposed, that we're going to see more and more cases of significance that they will not be able to prosecute because they don't have the time to prepare the discovery information that the legislature, in its wisdom, and I use that word very loosely, wisdom with the legislature, I know those two words don't tend to go together, but that in their wisdom created this nightmare. I understand also that some of the district attorney's offices are starting to have retention problems where, out of frustration, dedicated assistant district attorneys they're fed up. They joined up to basically do justice, and they're finding in New York State doing justice is almost an impossible task under the new legislation. So we are in the middle of this maelstrom that is going to get worse. I predict it is going to get worse. Good news is, Joe, is that it's starting to scare the hell out of a lot of those legislators up in Albany who are starting to recognize as more and more of these issues come to light, they've created a fiasco. And that's the only way to describe it, a fiasco.
Commissioner Bill Bratton, why won't Albany do anything to fix it, number one? Number two is the parole board, these people that just keep letting people out. Parole board, why won't Governor Cuomo just do, can't he do an executive order just to fire everybody from the parole board and start all over again?
Well, that's a good point, Joe. The parole board is selected by the governor. And this parole board is, as it relates to incidents that I track, and that's incidents involving the murders of police officers.
Yes, sir.
They're reflective of the legislature. Let them out of jail. Give them get out of jail free cards. That as we're coming up on the anniversary of the murder, the assassination of police officer Eddie Burns in Queens when he was guiding a witness in the narcotics case many years ago, in a week or so, 2 weeks, I'll be standing at 1 o'clock in the morning on the street corner beside the car in which he was killed with his brother and over 500 New York officers who turn out every year to honor his memory. That was the beginning of the turnaround of the crime situation in New York when a uniformed officer in a marked patrol car could be targeted for assassination. And we've had too many of them since then. But the idea that the parole board, I'm glad you brought them up, there are a number of cases involving New York City police officers who were murdered, in which the people who murdered them are coming before the parole board. And you want to bet that the parole board, like the legislature, in their newfound criminal justice reform initiatives, are going to let them out. I'm sorry. Police try to do the best they can, but when you don't support them, when you don't support them in Albany, when you don't support them in the district attorney's offices, when you don't support them, basically, you cannot blame them when they get so frustrated. Fortunately, in this city, that we still don't have trouble recruiting dedicated police officers, but around the country, as I travel around the country, they're having an awful time trying to get young men and women to put their lives on the line when they know that they're not going to be supported, they're going to be sued. And in the case of what just happened here in New York, the potential to effectively be assassinated just because you've chosen to put on the badge and the blue uniform.
Yeah, and again, Commissioner Bill Bratton, executive chairman with Teneo Risk and former commissioner of the NYPD, predicted this. And as soon as it came, and you know what I love about you, Commissioner, if I may, on a personal note, you don't really attack anyone politically. You just say from your heart, as being the cop's cop that you are, sir, and we appreciate that. You're just saying very objectively that we are in a bad time right now. But I was curious to hear what you have to say about Ed Mullins, the head of the Sergeant Benevolence Association, and his recent comments going after Mayor de Blasio. May I ask that?
Yeah, I actually thought that at a time of great emotion, you don't need to throw gasoline on the fire. And the comments that he made about the Mayor de Blasio and what the cops should be doing, they were not needed. They contributed nothing to the dialogue and the debate and the discussion. And particularly at that moment, with a few hours of those officers being shot. Yeah. So I was very glad to see the New York Post, which is not a very big fan of Mayor de Blasio in this case, actually took the sergeant to task for his comments, and I think that was appropriate. I need to make clear to the audience, Joe, I'm not opposed to the idea of criminal justice reform. Criminal justice system is always reforming itself. But this was just too much, too soon, too fast, not thought out, when that, if and hopefully what's going to happen now going forward is the legislature will eventually be scared enough to open the doors for discussion with law enforcement, with the judges, with the DAs, with the communities, and come up with something to fix the mess that they've created. I just hope that there's not too many lives impacted, whether it's police officers being shot at, whether it's people with their homes being burglarized, people with their cars being stolen. The stolen car rate in the city is phenomenal at the moment. And so a lot of this is just reflective of the idea that, well, anything goes. They're not going to prosecute me. They're not going to put me in jail. They're closing Rikers. Let's face it, a lot of the criminals are not the brightest people in the world. So they form their own context of what they can get away with. And when they're being arrested time after time after time and nothing happens, then, well, basically, how are you going to change the behavior when you don't control it?
Understood, Commissioner Bill Bratton. Mayor Bloomberg getting some heat for the comments that were unearthed yesterday about stop and frisk. Did you have a chance to hear what he said? And if so, what do you think about that?
I was actually on the road the last couple of days in out of town, but I was picking up on the news. Heard the tape that is the subject of the current discussion on that. The mayor's going to have to basically own up to it, explain it. He's apologizing for it. But in the context of it all, we need to keep in mind in the sense that people tend to forget just how bad crime was in the city. And the unfortunate reality is so much of it is still in the poor neighborhoods, still in the neighborhoods of color, minority neighborhoods. And the principal victims are those individuals. So this was a policy that was expanded upon by Mayor Bloomberg with his Commissioner Ray Kelly. And in retrospect, it caused great harm. And it's something that they're going to have to basically speak to and address. But in terms of it's kind of like the legislature in some respects, that they were well-intentioned, but it didn't work out the way they intended. And similarly here with Mayor Bloomberg and this issue, he's going to have to speak to it, which he seems to be doing. That as best I can tell, that it's an issue that he's facing head on. He's going to have to face it head on.
You know, Commissioner Bratton, there was a report that came out last week that showed the vandalism caused by anti-cop protesters cost taxpayers about $100,000. What exactly are these people protesting, sir?
When you figure that out, let me know. These are people that basically, a lot of them are, some of them are anarchists in the midst of these mobs, if you will. Yeah. Mobs of knuckleheads and nitwits, my two favorite terms to describe them. And Commissioner Shea has spoken out very strongly about their behavior. And it's just that type of behavior that can't be tolerated. But the irony at this particular point in time, that behavior, even if they're arrested for it, the way the legislature has now set up the criminal justice system, there's very little that will actually be done to them to basically discourage them from doing it again. I'm sorry that you need norms of behavior. And we have been for a number of years now defining down the norms of behavior. That Moynihan had a comment, Senator Moynihan, way back in the 60s or 70s about defining social deviancy down. We're in that spiral right now where we're forgiving just about every type of behavior. It doesn't work that way. And if you don't control behavior, it's going to go out of control. And we're seeing signs of that quite clearly in our subways and on our streets.
Commissioner Bill Bratton, I'm looking now at the cover of Time magazine back in the 90s when they put you on the cover of Finally We're Winning the War Against Crime. Here's why. And before we let you go, sir, we always consider it a privilege to have you on the show, Commissioner. The people in Albany do listen here. What advice can you give to our legislators who are just taking us back to your point to New York when it was not in such, that it was so dangerous? And I was there, man. I was there in this late 70s when I was hitting those comedy clubs. Hell's Kitchen was Hell's Kitchen, Commissioner. What would you tell Albany today, sir?
Well, basically, same thing I've been telling you and your listeners, Joe, that you made a mess, fix it. And the way to fix it this time is to get all concerned parties together to discuss the issue instead of trying to do it in the middle of the night, hiding it in a budget package instead of doing the normal process where you'd have hearings on the issue. Not too late to fix this so that everybody gets the opportunity to put their comments on the table and arrive at something in which we have reasonable justice. Right now, we have no justice in the sense of what they've created. Because there are no penalties of meaning at the moment. And that's why you're seeing so much aberrant behavior on the streets, so much more crime. We have the greatest police department in the world in New York City, and I'll speak to that one because I was privileged to lead it twice. But despite their capabilities, if they don't get the support from the DAs, from the judges whose hands are tied, and from a legislature that's hell-bent on basically taking us back in time, it's just not going to get better. I'm an optimist. I'm hoping that all the hue and cry is going to bring the legislature back to common ground and common sense and fix the mess they've created.
Commissioner Bill Bratton, thank you, sir. You're welcome here anytime and always okay. Appreciate it. Always with great respect. Thank you. Thank you. Bill Bratton right there. Commissioner, executive chairman of the Teneo Risk, former commissioner of the NYPD, but the Boston Police Department as well, and former Los Angeles police chief, law enforcement legend. Let's just hope Albany is listening. 740 with Joe on the radio, AM 970 The Answer. Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
39 degrees at 740. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Trump administration is approving partial funding for the Gateway Project, specifically to replace the constantly malfunctioning North Portal Bridge. The bridge is over 100 years old and frequently gets stuck in the open position when allowing ships to pass along the Hackensack River. Such incidents lead to frequent delays for New Jersey Transit commuter trains. Renovating the bridge, part of the Gateway Project, which also aims to build new Hudson River rail tunnels while repairing the existing ones. The Trump administration did not yet approve funding for the tunnels, saying they don't meet federal grant guidelines. And one lucky person in New Jersey became a multimillionaire overnight after winning $202 million in the lottery jackpot. Mega Millions says someone in the Garden State matched all of its six lottery winning numbers in Tuesday night's drawing. The winning numbers, 4, 6, 32, 52, 64, and 6. Again, that's 4, 6, 32, 52, 64, and 6. Another person in West Virginia managed to match 5 of the 6 numbers, won its $1 million prize. In sports, Rangers a 4-1 win over the Jets in Winnipeg. Islanders blowing a 3-0 lead, but they came back late to beat the Flyers 5-3. Devils' two-game winning streak comes to an end. They lost to the Panthers 5-3. College hoops, NC State over Syracuse 79-74. Tonight, 10th-ranked Seton Hall entertains number 21 Creighton. The pregame is at 6:20. Tip-off at 6:30 right here on The Answer. And St. John's hosts Providence. Pregame at 8:10. Tip-off at 8:30 over on AM 570 WMCA. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Good stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's go to the spray north at Tuckahoe Road into Yonkers. An accident there. Traffic moving slowly as you head over to 95 New England Thruway, south exit 21, with an accident just cleared. Inbound GWB 20, Lincoln 30, Holland 25. Alternate side parking rules suspended for Lincoln's birthday. Looks like metered rules are in effect. Let's go out to 287 North, exit 66 into Mahwa. An accident over there. Couple of lanes blocked, and we're seeing some stop-and-go traffic. Garden State Parkway North at 137. Accident cleared out of the way. And traffic slowing down on the Henry Hudson. Henry Hudson slowing down southbound into the Henry Hudson Bridge. It's all due to an accident over there. And watch out for slowdowns on the LIE East out by Springfield Boulevard. A collision eastbound belt. That's going to be stop and go as well. Getting out toward Kennedy Airport. Accident in the right lane. Clouds today high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970. The Answer.
Did you call Connors and Sullivan yet? Connors and Sullivan, attorney at law. If you got someone, you know, in hospital, rehab center, you think you're not eligible for Medicaid, you know, and you know how much that's going to cost, you don't panic, please. Just call Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law. Any question that you have about a healthcare proxy, about taking care of someone, and you're not sure if you're covered in some way, just call Connors and Sullivan. Lisa is standing by. Do what I did. I really had so many questions because I worried about my, you know, financial, you know, the legacy that you leave for your children, for crying out loud. You know, it could all go away, bang, like that. You got to call. Listen, Lisa's standing by, 718-238-6500. And Lisa will get you to Bridget. She'll get you to one of the attorneys. attorneys for a free initial consultation at Connors and Sullivan. And Mike is standing, you know, we listen to Mike on Ask the Lawyer right here on AM 970, The Answer, 11 a.m. Every Sunday morning right here on The Answer, Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission. But you feel so comfortable. When I went and I met everybody at Connors and Sullivan, I went to Brooklyn, you know, and that you can go to Queens on Staten Island, go right in Manhattan. They have offices everywhere. And again, you get a free initial consultation with a lawyer. I felt so comfortable, and boom, I'll tell you, they know this stuff better than anybody. You got to call Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Please call Connors and Sullivan.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com. Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Joe on the radio, 745. Danielle DiMartino Booth is a global thought leader on monetary policy and economics, author of Fed Up, an Insider's Look on Why the Federal Reserve is Bad for America. Danielle, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us this morning.
It's great to be here. My gosh, your energy is just, wait, I'm not going to say contagious. We're not using that word. Move on.
You sound great. I'm telling you. I know. I'm so wired in the morning. Please. And I'm a nightclub entertainer guy, you know. I said, but there's so much going on, and we look to you to lead us down the path, and economically speaking, because I'm not an expert on this. Could you give us the insights, please, Danielle, on what Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said yesterday before Congress?
Well, you know, Jerome Powell said that the Fed has a limited amount of tools that can help combat the next downturn in the U.S. economy. It was kind of surprising to hear him say that, because his printing press has been running 24/7 with more energy than you in the morning. So, but again, he's saying government, some of this is going to fall on you the next time the U.S. economy slows. And indeed, we're getting signs of a slowdown. So this coronavirus is coming on top of signs that were already continuing jobless claims, for example, rose throughout the last 3 months of 2019 and into and through January. That's the number of Americans collecting unemployment insurance. So there are signs emerging that the economy is slowing, and Powell is pushing back a little bit and saying, we've only got so much we can cut when it comes to interest rates, because they're already so low, which puts it back on him to, again, crank up that printing press.
But he said the economic impact about the coronavirus, it's significant, is it not?
It's going to be very significant. We are a country that enjoys our tourists, and we know that global tourism, as well as that here in the United States, is going to get slammed. We're a country that revolves around trade, and we expect port activity to take a huge hit in the first quarter that carries into the second quarter. And we need oil prices, frankly, to be a little bit higher than what they are right now, because we've got so many bankruptcies happening in the oil patch, which affects, you know, the states a little bit south of where you are, and certainly where I am here in Texas.
Yeah. Overall, Powell seems pretty upbeat about the economy, though, doesn't he?
Well, of course, he always does.
Well, I always worry about that tension between the president and Mr. Powell. Has that dissipated at all?
Oh, I don't really think it has. I mean, you know, President Trump has advocated for negative interest rates, which would completely slam where you are. That would kill our banking sector. And I don't think that Jay Powell wants to take radical measures just to make taking out more debt for the country that much cheaper to do. So I'm not a huge advocate of seeing our debt rise much more off of where it is. I'm $23 trillion more than enough, if you ask me.
Yeah, so give us your take, Danielle DiMartino Booth. She's got this great book called Fed Up, an insider's take on why the Federal Reserve is bad for America. Yeah, and again, we've chatted about this before, but just to reiterate, if we can, do away with the Federal Reserve. Is that what you're saying?
No. I've never advocated for ending the Fed. If you think about what the Chinese have been capable of doing with our intellectual property, imagine what they would do if our financial system was completely unguarded. But I would take it down to the studs, completely re-engineer it, and make it a more apolitical, independent institution.
All right. Danielle DiMartino Booth. But you know what? I tell you, people were talking about recession before we let you go, Danielle. And I always like to stay positive. With that energy, girl, you know, we're trying to stay positive. Onward and forward, as my old man used to say, rest his soul. But I'm thinking, we'd always hear about recession this, recession that. And then you hear somebody like Jamie Dimon say we may have a good economy for 100 years the way it is now. So you're just being cautious. You don't see any really major downturn.
Well, I would prefer that Jamie Dimon was increasing his loan book as opposed to decreasing it. And we've seen at the biggest banks in the nation, we've seen lending decrease on a year-over-year basis. So I, again, prefer that he put his money where his mouth is.
All right. Danielle DiMartino Booth. Danielle, thanks. Your energy's up, girl. You sounded great this morning. And we'll talk
to you
again. Thank you. We appreciate you joining us. Danielle DiMartino Booth. There's an Italian name there. We always like that. Danielle's book is Fed Up, an insider's take on why the Federal Reserve is bad for America. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:50 right now. Debbie Duhaime is out there looking out for you. Traffic-wise on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe, let's take a spin out to the island. LIE westbound getting out toward Patchogue Holbrook Road. Looks like a stalled vehicle just being pushed over to the shoulder. More volume LIE west out through South Oyster Bay Road. Then you're kind of busy into Queens on the LIE west out through Junction Boulevard. Eastbound LIE, a tough ride right at the Cross Island. All lanes subject to closure with a serious accident reported there. Henry Hudson south at the Henry Hudson Bridge, a crash. Deegan southbound, heavy 230s down through the Cross Bronx as well. Inbound GWV 15, Lincoln 20, Holland about 25 to 30. It's kind of busy on 287 North up by 66 in Mahwah with an accident taking a couple of lanes. Southbound Thruway, brake check at the Tappan Zee Bridge on the Sprain North at Tuckahoe Road in Yonkers. An accident blocking two lanes. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, good morning. Joey on the radio, 7:51 right now on AM 970, The Answer. Are you looking to show your clients or employees just how much you appreciate them and really make your business stand out? Well, here is the answer. We are the answer. Take your next corporate event up a notch with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis Luxury Private Yacht. We love the Atlantis. We love Captain Fred. The Atlantis is an impeccably designed three-deck mega yacht with two state-of-the-art bars, magnificent dining room, large dance floor, immaculate restrooms, a gorgeous upper deck, perfect place to watch the sunset behind the Statue of Liberty. Oh, I tell you, we love that. When we go on our schmooze cruise, and we all go with all our beautiful sponsors, and we go with Captain Fred on the Atlantis, breathtaking skyline views, the architectural beauty of New York City, and food and service are excellent on the Atlantis. Guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area, fully insured, Coast Guard certified. This family-owned and operated mega yacht is the perfect venue for corporate events, weddings, anniversary parties, reunions, retirement party, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvahs, you name it. Why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. Here's the number, 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. 1231. Mention AM970 The Answer for a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231. Or visit, please, NewYorkCruises.com.
With tax season upon us, don't go to bed another night worrying about your unfiled taxes or letters and calls from the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more, there is local help available. The IRS has several programs where, with local help from a tax expert at JLD Tax Resolution Group, you may be able to settle your entire IRS debt for up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify.
This is Jonathan Donenfeld, president of JLD Tax Resolution Group. I'm sure you've heard other offers from national companies, but before you waste time and hard-earned money trying to resolve your IRS issues with a phone call across the country, please call me at 201-479-2572. You can come to my office right here in Jersey City. We will meet in person for a free initial consultation and discuss how I can help you. Don't call an 800 number. Call me at 201-479-2572. I'm right here in Hudson County.
Give Jonathan at JLD Tax Resolution Group a call at 201-479-2572. That's 201-479-2572 or visit 201tax.com. That's 201tax.com.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport. Whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran, Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
My portfolio's diversified, my 401k's maxed, but my savings account just sat there till I switched it to Marcus by Goldman Sachs. I'm earning way more now, just between you and me. My savings are right on track, feels like I got upgraded for free.
You can money. With an online savings account from Marcus by Goldman Sachs, you could earn much more interest than with the largest banks. Sign up at Marcus.com.
Comparison made to the three largest U.S. banks measured by total deposits. Rates as of January 21st, 2020 may vary by state. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
You got 5 minutes. I'll give you the 8 o'clock, okay? It's 7:55 right now to call Route 22 Toyota. You know the number, 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. You got to jump on it. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from our friends at Route 22 Toyota. Alex is there, Alex Kinsella and Chris and Johnny. And I keep telling you, and Angelica, this is a great team. It's a family at Route 22 Toyota. And you don't have to deal with dummies. You walk into the brand new showroom, largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. I love telling you that because I'm a car geek, you know. When I walked into Route 22 Toyota right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, and very easy to get to. I walked in, and I said, wow, man, look at this showroom. I was like, and now it's brand new customer lounge, state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street in Hillside. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. And then you don't have to, no shenanigans. You know that word, rigmarole. I use those words. You don't have to deal with that when you go to Route 22 Toyota. And now we want you to experience the smart way to service. So if you're one of the first five callers, in the next 5 minutes, all European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, I'll give you to 8 o'clock, all right? You get a free multi-point inspection, which is vital to the safety of your vehicle. You know that. Free oil change and a free filter. 855-621-9949. 9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Lumberg, calling Joe Lumberg. Hey, Joe, we're going to have a nice day today, eh?
Yeah, I think so. I think there'll be some sunshine for a while before the clouds return, and then that gets way to rain tonight.
Rain tonight? What happened? But you know what I noticed? It was got a little warm last night, which I was very, very pleased about, because it's been so cold and chilly. What's the temperature going to be like throughout the week, Joey?
Well, we're going to be in the 40s today, probably going to get over 50 tomorrow as the rain moves out in the morning. The afternoon hours are relatively mild, but hold on. It's going to get really cold, so the temperatures on Friday, hard-pressed to get to the freezing mark. Saturday's probably not much better. And then just like that, the cold air that comes in goes away for Sunday. We're back in the 40s.
You got Valentine's Day covered, Joe, do you, huh?
We got it covered. We got it covered.
You the man. You the man. Honey, happy Valentine. I'm going for a 200-mile bike ride, right?
Exactly. See, you got it.
I know, my man.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Joe. Unbelievable. Oh, my God. He's an animal. He's an animal. Councilman Joe Borelli's going to join us. I mean that in a great way, by the way, in the 8 o'clock hour. Michael Caputo as well, longtime Roger Stone confidant, former advisor to the Donald Trump campaign, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Do I have to say more than that, really? Dr. Gorka's book, The War for America's Soul, is a vital read. Joe Piscopo on the radio with Frank and Alan Debbie. We so love having you with us, and we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
39 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City officials now accepting entries in a design contest as they look for ways to improve the Brooklyn Bridge walkway. City Council Speaker Corey Johnson says change is needed because the shared walkway is overcrowded with both pedestrians and cyclists. Proposals being accepted through April 5th. The winner will receive a cash prize.